Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
It is a big anniversary in the world of solar. Do you know what it is?
No.
So we are coming up this week on the 1 year anniversary of the Net Energy Metering 3.0.
I feel like I should have known that.
You have a lot on your head, Adam. So this is, you don't keep track of it like I do. It's on every calendar. Everyone is very, very interested. And, you know, what has been the real impact of this NEM 3.0? Mm. And for those that don't know, NEM 3.0 is the program that went into effect in April 2023. April 15th, actually. So today is the 11th. And so a few more days, but yeah. So essentially a year on NEM 3.0 and NEM 2.0, this time last year, I don't even know if we recorded a podcast because we were so busy. It was, 24/7 proposal, people freaking out, needing to get their system, submitted to PG&E by, April 14th. So I do remember those were just crazy days because we had to get everything submitted. People were really frustrated at us that we couldn't, in a couple more days. So even on the 14th, we were submitting applications to PG&E. So it was nuts, and it is still nuts. But what we're doing is we were jam packed for the entire, we basically had a whole year's, and every solar company had what they thought was a year's worth of business.
Yeah.
And then they plowed through those projects in a couple months. And then they were like, okay, so now what? And what happened on April 16th, the phones went from ringing nonstop. I mean, it was just one call after another, plus emails and texts, any way people could reach us. So it was pretty crazy. And the reason was NEM 2.0 was expiring. And on average, when someone would send, if you had excess solar power on NEM 2.0, the average credit that someone would get was about 52 cents per kilowatt hour. Starting April 15th, that dropped to about 7 cents per kilowatt hour. So
wow,
that's a tremendous drop. It's a cliff. And that's what everyone was saying. It was a solar cliff. And what did that do? Well, many companies filed for bankruptcy in 2023. Still more are filing for bankruptcy in 2024. We're getting tons and tons of people who went solar and now their solar company is no longer around. We're getting tons of people who did get an application submitted in 2023 under NEM 2.0, but now their solar company is gone. And what did they do then? And so there's all kinds of things. But basically, virtually every solar company had massive layoffs on not just the installer side, but also on the salesperson side.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And so what we're seeing is most of the solar salespeople that were high pressure, even no pressure, just even good salespeople that were, in it because they like solar and they're really, they feel good about the process and feel, not trying to cheat anybody, but they left the industry. A lot of them came from the mortgage industry. And I'm not sure if you followed that industry either, but holy moly, that's been right. Carnage over there too.
Yeah.
So, but in any event, solar companies took a tremendous hit and they're trying to recover. Even large companies with huge overheads. California is just one, state in the union and in the world, But it, just losing California because we had the highest electricity prices, tons of people going solar, solar equipment companies. One huge effect was that all of the permit offices and building departments were gearing up for as if NEM 2.0 is going to go on forever. And so they staffed up, they put in all these new policies, new procedures for evaluating and turning out solar permits as quickly as possible. And then on April 15th, it dropped to almost nothing. And so they were like, hey man, you know, who's going to pay for all these people we just hired? And who's going to pay for all these engineers and draft? Sorry, it's a call PG&E. But in any event, so in this 1 year, what we are seeing is a lot of people do not have enough solar. And people who did go solar are now saying that, hey, you know, I just bought a Tesla Model Y, or I bought the Tesla Cybertruck, or I just had a heat pump installed, or I just got a new pool, or I just moved into a new home, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And I need to expand the solar. And I said, well, you know, you can add 1 kilowatt, which is not even 3 solar panels. So it's like 2.5 solar panels. And otherwise, you get moved into NEM 3.0.
Oy.
Yeah. And so it's a really hard decision for people because they, you know, losing that NEM 2.0 means they can't really just add 2 panels. You have to add probably 8 or 9 panels to make up for that lost credit, if not more. So when now we're doing new proposals for people, you know, the thinking was, well, this is really going to spur battery adoption. And it has. People have added batteries, but adding one battery for most companies is in the $18,000 to $20,000 range. Adding 2 batteries is in the $30,000 to $35,000 range. Ah. And we're adding that onto a solar project and then trying to finance it and saying, yeah, it's all good. Not good. And it's all with, you know, last week we talked about kind of the best case with solar. And that did not include a battery. And so this person, instead of, let's just say, borrowing $30,000, now they have to borrow $65,000. And with interest rates the way they are, that makes a tremendously hard monthly payment. And so people are like, well, you know, I'm going to have this battery system and solar, and now I'm paying 7% interest on it or higher. It just doesn't pencil out. And so that's why when people are saying the solar cliff, they were saying, you know, the electricity bill was going to be temporarily anyway, lower than what it was going to be to finance a solar and battery system. So long story short, new projects that we're doing, we are recommending rather than adding a battery right away, unless you absolutely, you know, you want it for backup power, or you definitely are sold on it and you want to do that, we're saying just go ahead and add the solar. And just be aware that in most likely in the spring, fall, and summer months, we should be able to meet that production. So your daytime and some of the nighttime production, because we're overbuilding the systems. We're adding, before we were doing about 110% of what the client was using and their future usage. And now we're probably in the 130%. And so we're just adding more solar, and you know, more than likely they're going to use that power. But we're also setting the expectation that we're probably not going to be able to add or offset 100% of the bill without battery storage. And we're not going to be able to offset 100% of the bill without 2 batteries minimum. So get used to just not having 100% offset. So if we can offset 100% in spring, summer, and fall, and let's just say 80% or even 50% in the winter months, nothing wrong with that. And it's, you know, that remainder bill, let's just say it's $200 a month for 4 months. So that's $800. If you were to take the cost of that battery that I was telling you, let's just say it's $32,000. How many months would it take to break even on that? It's 40 months. So it would take quite a while to either, you know, have that, just pay that remainder, or get 2 batteries and then have no remainder. And so it's a decision, but you're not adding $35,000 onto the solar project. So really what is, you know, kind of the bottom line for this NEM 3.0 is the 100% offset of the electricity bill is probably not realistic anymore, just because we don't get that many sun hours during the winter months. So, but if people can kind of get used to that, then solar still makes tremendous sense. And it's because the summer electricity rates, people are going to be freaking out when they see how high these rates are for electricity, upwards of 64 cents a kilowatt hour, which is higher than Hawaii rates. And so it's just unbelievable. So, you know, with the solar and everything, it's pretty crazy. What do you think so far?
This is doomsday. I'm depressed, but it, for me anyway, I feel happier putting solar on my house than I do in paying PG&E.
Absolutely. And I could not agree more, because it's a lot of money to be, you know, we're going to see $1,000 electricity bills for people who have no solar. And they're going to say, my bill was, you know, $400 this month and or last month. But if you're using a lot of daytime peak power at 64 cents a kilowatt hour, that it just adds up really quick. And if they're using 50 kilowatt hours in a day, you know, it's $30, $40, $50 a day for air conditioning. So add in electric cars, add in swimming pools, add in. It's going to be pretty staggering when people are saying, oh my God, what is going on? Because we are still getting those calls of, oh my God, what is going on here? And then I kind of go into the whole reasoning of why we're recommending no batteries to start, when all they've heard from every other company is you have to add a battery, or at least one battery, if not multiple batteries. So,
well, the 40-month payback or whatever, buyback.
Well, and you know, that's not really even a payback. It's just like, when does it equate, you know, of having a bill versus no bill? So if you want that emotional, I don't want to ever see an electricity bill, well, those days are gone, unfortunately. So if you can say, I don't want to see 80% of my PG&E bill, then now you're more realistic of what's going to be achievable without batteries. And so if you do want to add batteries, we have lots of solutions.
Sure.
One other quick one before we wrap it up. We saw our first new home construction, and I think I predicted this last year, where not only does the home have to have solar, but it also has to have a small backup battery as well. So it is being now written into the building code. Before, it was just a really small solar panel system. And now it's a really small solar panel system and a small battery. And so the repercussions of that's going to be pretty staggering too. So
you can have internet for a few hours.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's a 5 kilowatt hour battery, which is, we use that much just to record this podcast.
My goodness.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. But anyway. Jeez. I'm going to have to get on our bicycle and start.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll wrap it up there. And happy anniversary, everybody. NEM 3.0. And happy anniversary to PG&E. They're super excited.
I know. Their stock price still seems to be doing very well.
Still doing very well. And their CEO gave herself a nice bonus.
Hey, congratulations. she's a hard worker.
Happy anniversary. Yep.
That's right. Awesome. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm shaking it off. Here we go. Everybody, thank you very much for taking a few more minutes out of your time to learn about solar, especially in California. Jamie has been doing this podcast for at least 6, 7, 8 years, it feels like. And for him to give us this time, it's been very, very valuable. And there, like he always says, there's always something happening in the land of solar. And if you're a longtime listener, you know every week there's something else happening. It's nuts. So if you want to check out our library of past episodes, you can go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to that library. If you'd like to ask Jamie a question, particularly about your solar, then you can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast, send him a message through there, and we'll be sure to get to it on an upcoming episode. If you have a friend considering going solar, this episode alone is worth referring them because they will save thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. What better friend is that, Jamie? I don't know. Until next time, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.